And my phone is blinking, which means dentist Dr. Dana Colson is on the line, and she always has something to share that really enlightens us about our oral health. So good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Marilyn. This week we've had a lot of emphasis on what's called mindfulness. And mindfulness means about centering ourselves and doing one thing at a time, paying attention to what we're doing. So this week I've hosted a group for professionals about meditation and mindfulness, and one of the comments was about, and this is what I always say to my patients, was that when you're brushing, you want to pay attention to what you're doing. But one of the things that we can do is that when we are brushing our teeth, we don't think about anything else. We just think about the action of doing. We think about the routine, and we think about the placement of our brush, not the 10 other things we're going to do next moment. And how this comes to translate is that I had a patient who had traveled to many, many different people and had a lot of problems. She had a lot of sinus problems, and she just didn't feel well, and she wanted to look after her teeth. But then what she realized that her sinuses was all about her grinding and clenching her teeth and causing a lot of sinus problems. And she realized this because she went to a meditation group, right? She cannot clench her teeth anymore. And she realized that when she did, quote, a body scan, when she quietened her mind and just felt what was feeling in her body, that in fact her clenching of her teeth was hugely important to all of her sinus and headaches and head discomfort. So now she's starting to develop her sense of awareness and understanding how every part of her body interconnects with every other part of the body. And that is fundamentally so important for us for long-term maintenance and stabilization. And for that reason, I invite our listeners to think about what they do every step of the way and preserve every part of our anatomy so that we can have our very best function and our very best smile for the very last day of our life.
What an interesting perspective on brushing your teeth. No wonder people want to learn from a woman's perspective. Thank you for sharing that story, Dana.
You're welcome, Marilyn.
So basically, if you're aware of your smile and you can smile from your heart, but when it extends to your mouth, you want to cover a tooth or you're not quite proud of your smile, know that the best accessory you have is your smile, and it can be the best part of you, and you can extend what you feel in your heart to your smile. Dentist Dr. Dana Colson and her team have a special consultation. It's with a trained member of Dana's team, and you can go in and ask your questions. If you have a history and you want to bring different things along, just call the office at 416-482-2133, and you can get a valuable second opinion or just get a new GPS for the course for your smile. AllSmiles.ca is Dentist Dr. Dana Colson's website. And I think between those two things, you can get yourself on the right path of mindfulness so that you're aware of what's going on in your body and you're in control of 100% of your smile. Dentist Dr. Dana Colson is my dentist. I'm proud of my smile because of her, so thank you, Dana. And the phone number again for Dr. Colson and that complimentary consultation with a trained member of her team, 416-482-2133. That's 416-482-2133. Oh, yes, and the office is at 1950 Yonge Street, which is Yonge and Davisville, so easy to access with public transit.